بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما جعله الله إلا بشرى لكم ولتطمئن قلوبكم به وما النصر إلا من عند الله العزيز الحكيم. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that how in the battle of Uhud, when there was a slip up from the Muslims, and in the two main aspects which Allah Ta'ala described, taqwa and sabr, there was a slip up, and then there was a temporary defeat, the Muslims had to suffer. And on the contrary, in the battle of Uhud, battle of Badr, when everything was against the Muslims, but they had that sabr and taqwa, what great help of Allah Ta'ala came to them. In other words, Allah wants to let us know that till Qiyamah, whatever problems you face, meet them, the solution is in sabr and taqwa. Don't take, so to say, things in your own hands, your own planning and your own thinking, and how the dunya people think and plan and do. Don't go that way, but do as a mu'min will do and hand it over fully to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, Allah did all this. وَمَا جَعَلُهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَىٰ لَكُمْ. اور یہ تو اللہ نے تمہارے دل کی خوشی کی. اللہ did all this to make you happy, to give you glad tidings, بُشْرَىٰ. That Allah sent first 1,000 فرشتہ and then 3,000 and then 5,000. وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِهِ. اور تاکہ تسکین ہو تمہاری دلوں کو اس سے. And so that your heart finds solace and comfort, and you don't get excited and you don't get frightened with the awkward condition. And for that Allah Ta'ala has sent the malaika to give you that consolement and to give you that contentment and to give you that glad tidings. Otherwise the actual fact and the reality of the matter, which is a mu'min should have this in his heart fully, وَمَنْ نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. اور مدد ہے صرف اللہ ہی کے طرف سے جو کہ زبردست ہے حکمت والا. And the true help is solely only from the Zaat, the being, the one Allah Ta'ala. And He is Al-Aziz, all-powerful. That Al-Aziz, Al-Ladhi, Al-Ghalibu ala kulli shay, who has power over everything. وَلَا يَغْلِبُهُ شَيْءٌ. And nothing and everything together cannot forget, overpower, cannot even harm Allah in the least but. And Al-Hakim, Allah is the most wise. And He uses His power according to His hikmah. So in that Allah says, Allah is not in need of those farishtas also. Allah is not in need of even the Sahaba or the Anbiya alayhi salam to establish His deen. Allah Himself is sufficient. But He uses and He makes the asbab. Asbab are also from Allah and He uses them. But Allah is not in need of them also. In other words, this true tawheed, oneness of Allah, must sink deep into the heart of a mu'min, that Allah alone is sufficient for him. Then whichever way Allah uses that his qudrat for a person, whether he uses it in asbab, whether he sends malaika, whatever he uses, that is up to him. But we must have it fully, that Allah alone is the doer of everything, and Allah is not in need of any of the asbab, not even of the malaika. For hidayat, Allah clearly says also to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. O my Nabi, even hidayat is not even in your hand. I give hidayat to whom I want to. And it is famous amongst the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they should make shukr that hidayat is in the hand of Allah. Hazrat Bilal, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, used to say, me an Abyssinian slave, if hidayat was in the hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he should first give it to his family people, his uncles, my number should have been very far in effect. But Allah gives hidayat to whom He wants to. So this reality should come into our heart. that Allah Ta'ala alone is the doer of everything. But unfortunately, we see almost any and everything today, like the non-believers, our yaqeen is also fully in asbab. As far as the education of this we see, we think the Western education, secular education, makes us successful. If we see as far as lifestyle is concerned, we live the lives of the non-believers. If we go and see in any aspect of our life, we follow, and our thinking is like that of the kuffar also. Whereas our thinking has to be completely different. And further Allah explains why did Allah do all this? لِيَقْطَعَ طَرَفًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا تَاكِ حَلَاكْ كَرِي بَعَذِ كَعَفِرُوا. So that Allah Ta'ala destroys some of the kuffar. That is, in the battle of Uhud, in the battle of Badr, 70 kuffar were killed. So Allah Ta'ala made it that all the system of Allah Ta'ala, so that the kuffar could have been killed. Oh, يَبْبِتَهُمْ يَا أُنْكُ زَلِيرُ كَرَيْهِ. And 70 of them were taken as captives and prisoners of war to disgrace and humiliate them. So that is Allah Ta'ala did this whole system that the kuffar who think, and this is what you have to realize, don't go on the way of the kuffar, their thinking, this is what became their result. 70 of the big chieftains, the leaders of the group, were all killed in the battle of Badr. And 70 others were taken as prisoners of war. So we must not go on the way of the kuffar, go on the way of what Allah Ta'ala has taught us. And this led finally to the conquest of Makkah and the spread of Islam in the world against all odds. It was not possible outwardly, as far as Islam is concerned, for Islam to spread even in Makkah and Medina. But Allah made it spread in the whole world. For over 1400 years, we are so far from Makkah and Medina, but here also Islam is alive. Azans are carrying on, masajid are there, namazs are carrying on, and throughout the world, from the east to the west, north to the south. So we must bring firmly into our hearts, into our practices, that which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is teaching us. Dear daughter, فَيَنْفَلِهُ خَائِمِينَ تُوْفِيلْ جَعْوِ مَحْرُومْ قُوْكَ. And then the kuffar, they left the battlefield of Badr completely defeated, completely humiliated and defeated. They came with a lot of pomp and power, lot of arrogance and pride that we are going to win the battle and we'll just walk over the Muslims, but they had to return completely defeated. With 70 of the big leaders killed, 70 others of the big leaders taken as prisoners of war. So Allah Ta'ala teaches us here that this whole system is to the main thing that we get our yaqeen on Allah alone. That we alone is the doer and that we use asbab, no problem. But our yaqeen must never be on asbab. Even the asbab of malaika, our yaqeen must not be on them also. Our yaqeen and trust must be solely and only on Allah Ta'ala. And for that, a lot of effort is required. Using asbab and living in asbab all the time increases our yaqeen on the asbab and the means. It won't decrease it. When we will give that up and we will turn towards amal and we turn towards Allah by zikrullah, by the sohbet of the righteous and the pious, then yaqeen in the zaat of Allah will come. And at the time of maut, in the qabr, that is what we will be questioned about. And if we, Allah save us, if we fail there, it won't be a red ring. It won't be that you can rewrite your exams. It won't be anything else but severe punishment. And this will carry on till the day of Qiyamah. So this chance that we have got is a very short while, and it isn't for dunya, it is to prepare for akhirah. Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.